At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B, and I'm here with an old guest now. Not old.
You call me old, bitch? What did Karen say? A hard 40 about Robin?
A hard 40. That's what she said about Robin, right?
Yes.
She wasn't wrong.
I mean, speaking of a hard 40, one of my coworkers, a girl that I work with, she found that someone's using me, like my images on a dating app as a straight 40-year-old widower with three kids.
The 40 is what hits, though. That's shit.
Literally, fuck. Widower didn't faze me. The kids didn't faze me. 40, a hard 40? What?
Damn, and straight.
And straight.
What photos were those?
Literally, this was the funniest part, is like, if you were thinking that that is a straight man from those photos,
you've already lost the plot, just, bitch, like
you're done. Done.
Everyone, this is Steven Krogel.
Hi. Also,
yeah. You guys know him as Faces by Bravo on all of the internet, and we were like talking the other day and we were like, let's catch up, because usually our phone conversations last, but I was like, let's just get on the
podcast. It's so much easier,
right?
Yeah.
There's so much, and it's not even like television stuff. It's like everything is. Are we in the trenches?
I mean,
in 2024,
I didn't know that, you know, I would be scared going into 2024 at this point.
No,
here we are. We are in the fucking trenches.
We are trench adjacent, at least.
Wait, what?
We are trench adjacent.
Trench adjacent, absolutely. Yes. I mean, we'll see what happens, but what the fuck is going on right now? I mean, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Do you think she's going to kill again?
Okay, I'm glad that you said it, because I was watching again last night. That's one of my things that I'm obsessed with right now. But I was watching again last night, and I had that same thought where I was like, she's talking, and I'm like, You know, like, she comes off very genuine, and like, obviously the story, you know, she went through a whole lot of shit. But in the back of my mind, I was like, do you think she's through all of this? Do you think she could kill again? Like, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't trust anyone with that many silver teeth. Like kids, when I see little when I see little kids with silver teeth, like I run. They like are little, like, you know what I mean? It's always like kids with silver teeth are like the most badass little kids. They're like baby's kids. I don't fuck with them like that at all.
I'm dead. I am dead.
Do you think Ben Affleck has a big dick, or do you think it's just like a cute face?
I think he has a big dick.
Okay.
Because nobody with that back tattoo would get laid, even if you're Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
If he had that small of a dick, you know, that back tattoo like ruined it for him.
He seems to like really hate life. Like every time I see photos of him, he's always got Dunkin's and he's just like so
demolished.
Yeah. Like... Me. I mean, so it's very me coded.
Very coded. Yeah.
Yes. Very me coded.
I mean, I get it, but he literally, it's always like he has like that morning, like headache.
Yeah.
Looks demolished. Like something, he just got told the worst news of his life.
It's given Shane Simpson.
Shane Simpson.
It's like, just like, I don't want to film. I don't want to be there.
Absolutely.
First things first, Fire Island apparently underwater.
I know. I saw that. What the hell happened?
Well, a storm.
I saw. But, well, yeah.
But yeah, but I mean, fuck. That's. Oh, we knew this was coming.
What are they gonna do? What are they gonna do?
What the hell are we gonna do now?
Literally,
the beach is gone.
On your story, I saw that realtor.
Yeah, the realtor.
Yeah, that place right next to the pantry. It yeah, was girl. Under. Yeah, I'm yeah, like, yeah. Well, what the man. Hell are we gonna Miss Juicy and. What's her name?
Everyone was joking about it online. I was like, joke's on y'all. You already got your shares for the summer. Y'all don't have to find somewhere else to suck dick.
Oh, I didn't even think about
that. I'm going to be sucking dick on tugboats.
We got to know, did what's it called? The meat rack go under?
Ooh, it is kind of like lower over
it's
there.
It's kind of, yeah.
It already is. Like, I mean, it's, so I talked about this. I think I talked about it with you this past summer. I was like, we were at a party in Cherry Grove. I don't even be going over there like that. That's not my thing. I don't know nothing about that lifestyle. I didn't go to that zip code. But then I was like, my friends wanted to stay at this party. And I was like, you know, I was just like, I wasn't even drunk or anything. Like, I was like, I had my wine or whatever, you know. Yeah. But I wasn't even like that fucked up. But I was like, you know, I'm just going to walk. Yeah, but I didn't want to take the water taxi. And you know how it is. You have to walk through the meat rack. Mm-hmm. And I was like, took off my shoes because I don't want to get my white, because you know how I am about my yeah. white shoes. And then I was like carrying them and I was walking and it was all like wet out there. And I was like, it's fine. I saw a huge puddle and I got kind of like lost in the weird. And I was like, I can't turn back now. I just have to go through the puddle. I'll just step in. And then I tripped and was like up to my knees in the
water. No!
Yeah. And literally in the trenches.
Well, got I was scratched in the trenches. Up and everything. Of Cherry Grove, I remember, I think it was the last time I was at Fire Island, we were on our way back from the, you know, Ice underwear Palace party. Yeah. Underwear party.
That'll do it.
My friend and I were taking that trek. We decided not to do the water taxi and we're walking. And
sometimes the journey's half the fun, though.
It is.
It really it, is. It's a really bonding is. Experience. It's like Troop Beverly Hills. We're all like,
yes,
like marching through there. And I'm a house mom. I'm like, you bitches better get out there and look good.
Well, the best is... Yeah. We're like walking just the two of us. Yeah. And then we see these two guys. They were hot. We were like, oh, let's like make friends also on the walk.
Let's
home.
Make friends.
Yeah.
Let's make friends in the meat rack. Right. Okay.
So we're on
if
our
I
way.
If I see we someone didn't... else in the meat rack, I run the other direction.
Yeah. Well, we weren't in the meat rack yet. We were still in Cherry Grove. And of course, as we're trying to make friends, I don't know what I did. I was not paying attention and I keep walking. I fall right over the edge. There's like, there actually is like a little trench area at one point.
Yeah.
Fell over the edge.
I've fallen off the boardwalk so many times, more times than I care to admit. So it is
those
what it
two
is.
People just kept walking. They were like, we ain't dealing with these two.
Speaking of water, they're building a pool in the middle of the East River. 600,000 gallons of water.
What?
They said that the water is going to be filtered directly from the East River. You could not fucking pay me. Are you crazy?
Don't you guys just like, isn't it there like an issue of just getting clean water period sometimes? Like,
I would not be shocked, but there is an issue of just like, I don't know, housing. We have like a fucking housing crisis, that, but y'all want to build a landing strip kind of like looking pool zone or whatever the fuck. It's crazy. It's
also,
we literally just want working trains. Like? I just want the trains to not derail and kill me.
Maybe that's not all... like go on get on fire or anything like that, you know.
I That'd literally just want less rats. I don't even need a pool.
Yeah. It would be great to not, you know, have some people have a home as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know.
What if LA maybe like
put our
budget
that would
be...
towards that? Yeah, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what I was looking at it from again from your story? That line, I cannot imagine what that line is going to be when it
opens. Oh, mess. Oh,
not going to be us, but I mean.
People going to be pissing and pooping in that pool. You could not fucking pay me. Y'all are so fucking nasty. If I see a post, if I see anyone posting at that fucking pool this summer, I'm blocking. This is the year I'm blocking people. If
you're
just like.
Are they going to charge to go in there? Or is it going to be supposed to be
clearly,
a like.
They're trying to make it seem like it's going to be some like community. Like, no.
No,
they're gonna charge like $500 just to get on it.
It's gonna be like going to like a Vegas pool party where the drinks are gonna be there too, and they're gonna be like $50 for a drink.
If it was like that, where like Heidi Montag hosts it, like the Palms, whatever, and like there's like
get Jesus Jugs, she's back
at the day party.
Yes,
make it like that, and then I'll go though, because that would be like sparklers.
Yes,
go all the way, but don't try to like you know.
Maybe they could make a Bravo show off of that, staffing that pool.
Oh my God, like Vanderpump Rules. Oh my God. I love that.
That'll be Summer House reboot.
You do need a reboot Summer House, but we'll talk about that.
Talk about that cast photo.
So funny to me. They're getting more and more AI. But like,
I'm so confused. What was
but like no direction? Everyone's
who
like,
looked at that?
Some people are laughing, and then you see Sierra just sitting by the pool alone. Yeah, like she's just like they made her get out of bed.
Okay, am I the last one to know that Sam is not on the season? I assumed that she was back.
No, I knew that she wasn't going to be.
I don't. Honestly,
Gabby was like basically barely in the trailer.
I know. Yeah. I mean, they kinda really did make it about Carl and Lindsay. It's really the Carl and Lindsay show this season. Like,
but I was hearing that they're barely in it. Like they're basically friends of, cause they're not even there half the summer. That's what the streets are saying. That's what the streets are saying. You know how I like to get with you. I get so messy on you. I'm like, hey, you know what the streets said.
The streets with mama. Bonami. And your streets are your mama.
You know, it's a scheme that's how it's set up.
And the streets are your mama.
Well, speaking of streets and tunnels, did you hear about these synagogue tunnels?
Wait, yes, I was reading about this. I was trying to understand what was going on. Like,
say, so basically, like the gist of it is that there was like an illegal tunnel system discovered underneath the historic Brooklyn Synagogue, and
under the women's section, right?
I don't know about that, but.
You get to it from the men's section. It was going under the women's section, but I was confused because it was like the people, the rabbi was like glad that they were getting the people out of it, but wouldn't they be the ones making it?
It's weird. And I love how it happened on Monday and I still don't have any answers. And it's now what, Saturday? No, not even. Someone was like, is Eric Adams even going to discuss it? And I was like, baby, he's not even awake yet. He was out last night. He's like, I just picture him coming to around like 4 p.m. And they're just like, sir. And he's like, you say what now? No.
I was down a rabbit hole with that thing because I was so confused on what was going on there. There's men underneath, but it's the synagogue and it's like one of the oldest holy. I don't know. I was literally doing all this research on it, but I still have no idea what happened. Like they're trying to fill it with cement now, but like what was the tunnel going to do?
I think they were trying to expand. I have no.
Underground?
Like, literally, like I don't even like we. There's
are we
literally
gonna have
no
like
answers.
A whole community underground? Like I just want to know.
Yeah.
If you ever find out, let me know.
I will. Yeah. I mean, we doubt we will. It is New York, so.
Yes.
Which celebrity court case would you sell your soul to have been on or sat on, like on a trial?
Thinking about that. I was thinking a lot about that, and I have a lot.
I answered too soon for myself. I said, in a blink of an eye, I was like, oh, clearly Chris Brown. Like, I'm locking his ass up. Hate him.
Yes.
Hate him.
Yes.
With, like, passion. But then I thought about it. I was like, for me personally, it doesn't maybe resonate with you, but, like, Remy Ma would have been amazing. Because she, like, literally shot her friend in the abdomen for, like, 6 stacks. So,
yep.
Love Remy Ma, you know.
Did you watch that? I think it was on Netflix. There was this past year they came out with like women of like hip hop, and it talked about the Remy Ma situation.
Really?
Where,
wow.
Yeah. So
I should watch it. Yeah.
It's really, really good. But shit. There's a lot that I this is kind of crazy because the fact that I was in second grade and I vividly remember this, but I remember listening to the verdict being announced of the O.J. Simpson trial.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just feel like just from my roots of that being that young, I just feel like I needed to be part of that.
Yeah.
But I know like it's problematic. I love a scammer. I love what's her name from the German heiress, the fake heiress.
Oh, Anna Delvey?
Anna Delvey.
A lot of people said her.
And Theranos woman. Elizabeth Holmes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was looking up because a couple of people wrote me and you can't see who when I repost them. I hope they're okay with me telling this, but Heather Gay said one. That was interesting. I didn't know.
Did she say Jen Shah? put Heather Gay on Jen Shah's.
She, no.
Does
Heather
anyone have a conflict
said,
of interest here? No. Okay,
so let me just make sure. I want to just, because, okay, so Heather Gay said Jodi Arias.
That would have been a great one, too.
I don't know who that is. I didn't know who, she's, I guess she killed.
Yes, so she literally killed her boyfriend and then drove away and, like, came up or lied about the whole thing. Come to find she got caught, like, slowly more details kept coming out. And okay. she murdered her, like, Mormon boyfriend.
Oh, okay, so that's the tie-in. Okay, that's why maybe Heather.
Yes.
And then Leah said the same thing as you did. She said, OJ.
I would die to be part of that.
Yeah.
I mean, Faye Resnick, she would be in the audience.
Yeah.
Morally corrupt Faye Resnick.
That's true. Oh, my God. Yeah, pre-stretched. Yeah. Like, just like, yeah. love you, Faye.
Pre-spread.
Who's your favorite friend of?
Ooh.
Ever, of all time.
Oh, favorite friend of... Oh, that's a good question. Are we saying, like, and they didn't become a housewife? Because I feel like that's...
Doesn't really matter.
Right? I think Kim's a great friend of. Kim Richards.
Yeah, I think that this is the perfect spot for her. You get just the right amount. And I think that it gets a little dark if it's too much of her.
Yes.
She was basically kind of a friend of on the first season because she was never there. Like, she gave Mary. It was giving Mary. She was always eating Cheetos on paper plates in her laundry room staring out the window.
She literally, I think I saw a clip of it today. From season one, she was telling all the women at the finale, like, I don't even get lunch or like any of your company.
and then Lisa goes, and she goes, oh, except for you. She was like, so fucking awkward. I was just talking with someone about that the other day. They were talking about, they were rewatching, who was it? I think, it was the last guest that was on, Gabrielle Bluestone, last week. Uh-huh. And she said that she's, like, rewatching, I think, Beverly Hills. And I was like, that's the one franchise where I just don't need to rewatch. It's so dark. Yeah. And the fun parts weren't fun enough for me. Like, it's great television, but nothing in me says, oh, I need to rewatch this. Maybe just a couple of episodes just for Camille Grammer, because that was, when she was bad, she was so good.
Camille, yes.
Oh, when she was so evil, so nasty, and so rude in that hot tub with her Jesus jugs.
Yes.
And,
you know, I think I had
Jesus complex. Like
a Jesus complex. I think I helped everyone in this hot tub at one point.
Oh my God, when Dee Dee used to fuck with her. Yeah.
Yeah, I gave Dee Dee, we let her borrow one of our houses. I gave him a car.
Kissing that guy on his lips in front of his fucking wife. I love this woman so much.
Oh my God. And then she was like, she was talking about her implants to Mauricio and Paul. Like, the doctor was saying to me, like, oh, why are you even getting them? You don't even need them.
Oh, bring that back.
And then season one of Beverly Hills truly is so incredible as a season
dark,
one because they had no clue what they were getting. Yes. It had
no intention to be dark. It wasn't trying to, it was just like you would catch these things and you were like, oh, there's something there. Like, I feel like production didn't realize how big of a, like, the Kim of it all. Like, they were just like,
Kim of it all, the Taylor of it all.
They were like putting together, they're like, oh shit. And it's funny because, like, when at the very tail end of it, when it comes out that she was an alcoholic she was an alcoholic, but you kind of saw it, but you didn't really put it together. And then you mentally picture all these things and all these moments, and it should have been so.
When she talked about, like, blowing on the coffee cup, pretending it was like coffee.
Yeah.
She said, but it would be like a cocktail or something.
Love it.
Like, you think about, I don't
know.
That's
terrible. I don't love it. I mean, you know.
I know, but but then, like, think about working on the show. I love it. Think about, like, if you worked on that show, like, imagine what you were witness. Oh, you know who else was a good example of this? When I interviewed Jules from Roni.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know how her marriage, like, fell apart after filming Wrapped? She was like, it was so crazy because to me, I didn't see it, she said. But production was like catching all of the signs.
These things that you don't see.
And she didn't see. And then she's like, now looking back, I'm like, holy shit. But it's crazy what you don't see in your everyday life. That is whenever you put a camera crew in front of you, they all are witnessing it. Kind of, I guess, even with the Ariana and Tom, they brought up to Ariana the possibility and she said no. That would never happen. And then
you see all these things.
Yeah.
I was bringing that up. Well, I was talking about the court cases, right? We were talking about, you saw my story about Young Thug and they were playing his music in the courtroom.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh my God, Young Thug is on trial right now for, he's like got RICO charges against him in Atlanta, whatever.
Yes.
And they're playing his music in the court, but it's like, oh, I just love the song. And it's like, I can just picture being like on the trial and like turning up in the jury booth. Like, yes. It's so good. Oh my God. It's just like,
oh. I am dead. Oh my God.
I was going to say, would you, Lil Nas X is back.
I saw an Jerry I'm Falwell, so Liberty University. What?
I don't get it. I really cannot stand him at this point. Like, the music is so mid that it's not, doesn't warrant you dressing up like Jesus Christ and putting yourself on a crucifix.
Everything that he like supposedly stands for, he's going to the school that literally stands for none of that.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you gonna do there? What do you, I does he think he's gonna be this martyr going there and changing everything? Because it's
probably
not
doing
happen.
Online courses.
Yeah.
Because well, you know, right. He likes to live on the internet. He's literally like the biggest troll. Like that was his whole thing. He was like a internet troll before he was
Oh,
it's the year
like
of the troll.
Monica Garcia.
Like Conica.
Conica Garcia or Fowler.
Well, let's talk about it. Conica. Wow.
What'd you think of that finale? Because I think I gave you like
maybe that was
hints.
The best finale of Housewives history.
It was really good.
It was really,
amazing.
Really good. Again, with production, I think that they didn't pick up on a lot of things. I really, truly don't believe that production had any clue. They didn't.
I can confirm they absolutely had no idea.
Thank God you can confirm as well, because I talked to someone
yes.
on. I talked to a couple people there, and they were like, "No, we had no idea." If anything, they were. It was when it all dropped, they weren't excited about it. They were like,
no,
oh, because they've had so many casting mishaps with Jenny having to be kicked off last minute. There were people that they were casting originally for the season, right? And they have to not go with them because of some racist, what they were yep. really nervous that like, fuck, we don't know anything about this person. Are we going to have to scrap this entire season? Cause you invest in these people and then you find out this stuff. It's
because, like,
fucking
they,
scary.
She would have never, I mean, this is obvious to say, but she
yeah.
would never have gotten
on the show. Yeah.
If they knew about this, like yeah. it would be like the end of the road for Monica.
Yeah.
In the running, because that is too, like, it ruins sort of, you know, the wall, the fourth wall, essentially. They would never bring someone on like that.
Yeah. There's also the stuff that's leaked ever since then of her fighting with her mom, that really weird, troubling footage of her arguing with her mom. I think her mom didn't realize that she was being filmed, and they're screaming in that little shoebox of a house that she lives in with the carport, with the rented Range Rover underneath the carport.
Did you
and
see?
And the outskirts of
of Utah proper. Did you see
that
there was
house
an article?
Bugs me the fuck out. I can't. Like, yes.
You just know. Never mind. I'm not even gonna say it.
No, but I like a broke housewife, though. Don't get me yeah. wrong, guys. I'm not drag. Like, I, you guys know if
we
you listen to this podcast. I love
the Robin of it all. You
the
know,
Robin
all
of
the way
it all
up in Hanover. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah, living.
No, no, no. But like with Monica. Wait, what were we talking about before that? Shit.
Yeah, we got a little off track. Sorry.
No, it's all. Oh, with the house. Did you see that? I think it. I don't know what outlet did it, but they were comparing Angie K's house with Monica's.
Oh.
But whoever wrote it was being very generous, even to Monica, saying it was a 3,000 or 4,000 square foot house. I was like, now where are all that feet?
Bitch, where? Is it in a basement?
Tell me where, because I. Are you including
maybe
the
she got some underground
backyard?
Tunnels we don't know about.
You never know. I wouldn't count
it
out
tunnels.
Now.
Yeah. She seems like she would have an underground tunnel or something. There's
maybe
definitely like a bat cave
she was
that she has.
With the FBI. Yeah. When she was working with the FBI, they put some tunnels down there for her.
Someone literally, there was like the state of Utah or something has a Twitter account, and they posted a picture of a cave with an opening on the side of it. And someone quote tweeted it and said, "The De Devontae's headquarters." Like, it's the bat cave. It's fucking dead.
It's
the memes
wild.
Are so great. The memes
I mean,
are great.
It kind of is wild to think that she really was a fan that just literally applied and got onto the show.
Yeah.
It's like kind of crazy to think about. Like,
sometimes,
creepy,
though,
but it's
unavoidable at this point, right?
Well,
I mean,
right,
we're in 2024.
I think the difference is like everyone's a fan.
She's a super fan. Yeah. She's,
but
she's
like,
a troll.
It's a little odd that someone like, you know, that's was in the, the sphere of all of it was like making memes and all of this stuff, and then is on the is like,
it's whack. I don't like it.
It's weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's where we're at. But I feel like sometimes being a fan,
I enjoyed
her
on the show.
Like, who's your favorite fan that became a housewife?
Ooh.
Someone who's clearly a fan. I think I have mine.
Let me see. I mean, Jen Aiden was a great housewife.
I was just going to say that's my favorite fan.
Yeah, she was definitely
a fan. You got to be.
I mean, you see her studied in season, like, yeah.
But it works for her because it's still her. She's just like, that's who she is.
Exactly. But
I think also everyone on Jersey, Jackie Goldschneider is another one who clearly was watching the show.
She was herself. She didn't come in herself with an agenda. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the worst? As much as like the tree people like to think she came in with
the
agenda.
Tree, not the tree people. You mean the tree huggers? You won't even say the tree people. The gnomes.
No.
He said the garden. What is the name? Who are the elves that live inside of the trees? Is that Keebler elves?
Keebler elves, yeah.
Yeah, the Keebler
elves. The Treebler elves.
The Treebler elves, I love that. Who's the worst fan, maybe, that's kind of transitioned from?
Oh, let's see.
I got to think about it.
I hate saying this because I actually like her, but mm-hmm. I think she unfortunately, I think, didn't do it well with Noella a little bit. I loved Noella on the show. But
yeah, no, she's Monica-esque. Yeah.
I think she came off too inauthentic to some people.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what's crazy is like knowing her in real life, she genuinely didn't need to be like, she actually is like a very interesting person.
Yeah, for
like
sure. Yeah.
Out there person. But I think she came off just super like inauthentic to people.
So. Worst fan that became a housewife for me, Teddy Mellencamp, heads down.
Oh,
hands down.
Yeah.
Still a super fan.
Yeah. I mean, I don't like Teddy as a housewife. I like her as
I think she's funny. Yeah, as a commentator. I think it works better. That's exactly what I meant.
Yes.
Like, it's like not a good housewife. Good in what she does over there. That's good.
Yeah. I think she got too lost in it all. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot I was gonna ask something else. Oh, so Monica though. Conica, sorry. The streets are talking all kinds of crazy girl. They were saying on Twitter that she had a PPP loan. I don't know, allegedly. I don't know. That's what they were saying over there. I'm not saying it, y'all. That's what Twitter
said. Bravo Docket posted it.
Yeah, they said a PPP loan. Is that what it was? That's what the streets said, y'all.
I mean, for that the business.
That's what I said. What business though? What business?
Well, it took a pause during the pandemic. Remember?
Oh, right. Well, I thought that was the whole point of doing that.
I know.
Girl, let me stay out of this woman's business. I'm gonna stay out of this lady's finances. I don't want her to, because she follows me on Twitter, on Instagram, and I don't want her to start doing me like she did every one of her castmates. Get in my business.
Mm-hmm. Well, with Monica, what do you see for next season for her?
I think we are of the same mind where she can't come back. Like, I don't think that it's when people ask me this, by the way, it's not because I don't like her. I don't think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think that it would be. Okay, so in my wildest fantasy, even though I like love Heather and I love Angie K and I love all those women, and I just like, I don't, you know, these are real people that have to, but I think that you bring Mary back full time to act as a conduit to bring, is that the right word? Conduit as a.
How did you already know what I was about to tell you?
Well, Mary comes on and then I think that with the overarching theme of the entire show, the identity of it is based in religion. Mary's a preacher. She comes on. She's the only person still talking to Monica. She gets the women together and we pray over it. She holds a prayer circle and she's like, if you guys are women of the church, like you say you are, you will give her. I'm not saying that's what should happen, but I'm just saying that would be amazing television. And then the music comes on, the organs. We pray
Amen
about
to
it.
That.
It's a come to Jesus moment. It's Mary's come to Jesus moment with the ladies. And then
this
it just
is,
goes,
oh, you
shit.
Know what the event is? It's the reopening of Mary's church.
Oh my God. Here you go. See, that, why don't we see?
They,
we're giving.
But it's like.
Yeah. Come on.
That is.
From our mouth to God's ears.
Literally.
Yeah, literally.
So I think, so here's, well,
but I don't
know.
Think she comes back. I don't think,
You want me to save some stuff for the paywall, or
let's do that, y'all. So it'll be, yeah. So we'll talk about it on the B side, guys. Sorry.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place by working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies. We keep moving forward with each new idea, innovation, and partnership. We're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Cool. Talk about I'll give you my opinion on some of that.
Okay.
On the other side.
On the other side. Switching gears just really quick. Salt Lake City, amazing. We love it. Everyone looks great on the reunion except for Whitney. Sorry. Didn't eat.
See, maybe,
yeah.
I really, and I think it's that yellow color that I really love. So I was like really excited about it. I think standing up, it doesn't do well. And I was excited to see it sit as like a
It would look dress. Really interesting if it was the entire dress was that. Would be.
I think that's what it, yeah.
Needed to it, be. Then the high ponytail didn't really work either.
I needed it higher.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I think that's the other problem is I needed it higher because you can't really see it. It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My girl Angie K looked fucking gorgeous. People really try to.
50?
And people try to clown in our faces and tell us that they were making fun of her. Like, this woman is gorgeous.
We were fighting for our lives out there.
Yeah. With a, yeah.
Angie K. I think
it's a bunch of 8.5s seeing... trying to talk to my queen. Who's in...
Not an 8.5.
Yeah, girl. Wait, so this is the best Heather's like ever looked ever. She looks fucking amazing. Sorry.
She does.
This is what she does. Meredith looks great.
Meredith, beautiful. I wish there was something with the hair that I want different.
It's just kind of like, yeah.
Something, kinda... yeah. But she looks beautiful. I think the whole cast. Oh, Monica served though.
Yeah,
I mean that body.
Yeah,
I know
she looks good. Yeah, she
that
yeah.
dress, like she definitely has got to be. Well,
I think she.
Something.
I think she had the most stakes here. She was like, "Listen, I'm going to be in the hot seat. I better make sure I look fucking good." And
this might be my only year in the seat on these couches. So
yeah, it's crazy. But I think she has a long career of like doing other kind of shows, like Traitors. Is definitely
she would
they're
slay
reaching. They're knocking on her door.
I mean, she just has to. If she does not come back. She really does have to play her cards right and like I not get like slumped into like, oh fuck, I failed. She has to like, I think really do the work.
I think she
and
has
like
to own it.
Get out there. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Which
I think she's
kind
of doing. I think she's
she is. Which is surprising. Like,
it's not really because it's somebody who's like cultivated his fake profile identity. So I think she is somebody who is very concerned with optics and like how she's being perceived. So I think that, listen, she's definitely not a dumb woman. Definitely not dumb. But I don't like the way that she argues when she's confronted with this kind of stuff. Instead of just owning it and being like, yeah, I did it, she kind of tries to, and then just kind of spirals into just really like nasty comments about
age,
like
shame,
age shaming. It's just like really like low gutter, but it's like that's what Marlo fights like. And I love Marlo to a point. And then she does stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, you lost me.
It's because she doesn't know how to read a bitch. Marlo doesn't. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like Marlo can do.
No, Marlo doesn't read. She's just nasty.
She can just get gutter, where I think Monica can read to a point and then she goes gutter.
Yeah. And it's like Kelly Dodd-ish.
Yeah.
It just gets really mean. So
I don't just understand the whole age shaming that she does because
Lisa looks fucking good. Like,
she does
look
good.
About?
And like, again, like, you are gonna get older. You can do all this shit to like look younger. That's great, but like, it's just such low hanging fruit, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I mean, like, we know
give
you
me
are
something can... good.
Yeah, and you're gonna look that. You know, you're gonna age as well. I mean, yeah. Lord knows you're fighting it. You're getting all these injections that you're not paying for, allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what the court doc said. That's what the Bravo doc has said.
And how? Hey. I just want to know, will Phaedra Parks come and represent Monica during season 5 for this
wow,
trial?
Wow, what an interesting, I never really thought about how they have an a
or Emily
trajectory.
Simpson, because she's
no, I was just thinking because Phaedra's been similarly kicked off of her show, and I just
I
you know what I mean, for a scandal like that. The last time that we had a scandal like this be of this level was the Phaedra unveiling of her, because it involved like the legality of it and like it put everything together.
Or know what I almost forgot about was what? Giovanna and Nini with the snake gate.
Oh, don't nobody give a fuck about snake gate.
I know,
fuck
I
Giovanna
know.
Whatever Giovanna, whatever Giovanna. I was that bitch
from Clark, CAU. I was that bitch.
Nobody gives a fuck about snake gate. Fuck that ass. Fuck that whole season.
That's when Nini shut her laptop. She said, bye.
Amazing. For some reason I wrote here, did you know that Pete Davidson was high on K at Aretha Franklin's funeral?
Oh. Now that...
I think that we should all know less about each other. But unfortunately, this year, I have learned so much about everybody that has like been everything I've learned has been like not has it been against my will. But
so
Pete
how
Davidson,
did we get there is the question. So like, how did we get to let's do K at Aretha Franklin's funeral?
Apparently, he said he was in the throes of a K addiction. This is when he was dating Ariana. He was talking about it this week.
Yes,
he said that he said his low point was when he went to Aretha Franklin's funeral. He was there because of Ariana, you know, and
yes,
he said he would. You're ready. Pete Davidson said he was so high that at the funeral, he walked up to Aretha Franklin's family and he said, I'm just here to pay my R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yes, and
when I tell you,
God, could you imagine?
What was Ariana even doing during all this? Just like, what?
Wait, I want to
tell Aretha Franklin's family, I'm just here to pay my R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I figure, like, her.
I know they were probably like, who is this white boy?
How old was Aretha? She was old, right?
She was old. She's probably like,
so
she's probably like
80. These are also older people as well.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah. Who is this white boy looking like death? They said, girl, it's probably
like, I imagine these are like,
he looks like he's supposed
people.
To be in the casket.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, fuck.
Well, yeah, you would think he'd be asleep with that K now.
Oh, man. Oh,
wow.
Man. Every time I have to like remember who he is, I get pissed off. I find him so unfunny and just like very unattractive.
Well,
and it's the unfunniness is what makes him unattractive to me.
I just can't ever not think about what his dick must look like, though.
It must be, yeah, like gold plated. It's definitely got a curve.
But like that, or are we going?
But when
up?
You're like Ariana's size, though,
she
probably
that poor thing.
I know.
No wonder she's broken.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. That video is actually really good. I didn't know that it was going to be, I didn't really expect a lot, but I'm glad that Paula Abdul is getting her flowers. The whole thing was kind of like a nod to Paula Abdul's Cold Hearted Snake, one of my favorite Paula Abdul. It's literally like, even the outfitting is similar, but
I thought it was really, really good. I think, I don't know why people are hating on it so much online.
Do they hate it?
I feel like I've seen
hate
a lot
on
of
everything
hate.
Though.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ari, you know, last year was Taylor and Bae. This year's Ari.
It's like cool to like hate everything. And I just like, I mean, don't get me wrong. As you know, I hate a lot of things, but
it's fun to hate on some things.
I'm just trying to vibe. I'm just trying to vibe my way through 2024. You know who I do fucking hate though? And you're never going to get me off of this. I don't fucking care. There's nothing that's going to turn my way. 8.5, pick Misha Supreme. Do not like Anne-Marie. This woman is definitely dropped on her head as a baby. There is something seriously wrong with this fucking woman who gets, like, did you see the after show where she's sitting and talking about how her husband, if you guys don't know, Anne-Marie is a guest of on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We are like 8 episodes into the season, maybe something more like 10 episodes. We don't know anything about this woman except that her husband tells her that she is an 8.5 and she accepts that. She not only accepts it, she said she wears it like a badge of honor. Stand the fuck up. What the fuck is wrong with you? How dare you go on television and tell people this?
You are this strong athletic person. You are a CRNA. You have all of this accolades behind you and you want to take an 8.5 from a man?
A man that looks like a thumb, who's literally being alleged to have sexually assaulted women in the past, which is a whole other thing. And then there's also like allegations of the both of them having like very anti-trans kind of like, who found this fucking woman? What cul-de-sac did you guys find in this Studio City? Did you find like
Encino?
Fuck this lady. I do not like this woman. Get this woman off of my fucking screen. I think that they knew though. I think they really could feel the vibe. That's why they really are like editing her.
Well, that's what I'm wondering, if they're editing her down right now, and that's why we're seeing so much. Like, we're literally,
that's why we're like
three
so
or
much
four
Sutton
episodes
stuff.
In talking about Sutton's esophagus. Like, and my friend Price texted me this morning actually laughing. He was like, next week is Homeless Not Toothless, and we were at the event, and I remember watching.
Oh,
like,
they fight
Crystal,
there, don't they?
Yeah, she gets eaten up.
I love when Chris, Crystal gets eaten up?
No. Anne-Marie got eaten up that night.
Girl, I'm not even like a Crystal apologist, but I've just been waiting for her to get activated. It's like Dolores. It's like, I love you, but I need you to do what you say you're going to do.
I have like a video of like them, her and Crystal just going at Anne-Marie, like at that table where you see the clip. They've been airing, but I had no clue what they were fighting about this whole time. And the fact that it's Sutton's esophagus is so funny to me, because like, you would have thought they were talking about something super serious. Anne-Marie gets eaten up that night. Cause I remember at one point I went to go to the bathroom, and all of a sudden, you know, when you feel someone's like behind you, like you can hear them and just, like someone's getting, it was her like rushing right behind me. And I had met her at Sutton's event. Uh-huh. So she like sets her cup down on like a highball table and just go, you know, like so upset. And I was like, hey, I don't know if you remember. She's like, oh, you're my nurse friend, right? I was like,
my nurse friend.
Yeah, because I met, you know, we were both nurses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like,
well, is she though? Because she said she was an anesthesiologist, but now
she's like elevated nurse. She's like the creme de la creme of nursing. Like,
okay, but is she Dr. Nicole?
She is not. She is not Dr. Nicole.
I love
Nicole.
When I talk about like some housewives, I'm like, that's my mother. Like Karen Huger literally raised me. Like, that's my mom. But when we talk about Dr. Nicole, I'm like, oh, my doctor. That's my that's my primary care physician. Like that's my sister. Like that's
Dr. Simone is my primary care physician. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
But so no.
As long as it's not Dr. Jackie, they eat her ass up.
I actually was shocked when all of that came out. Like
they're eating her up. Oh no, the Yelp reviews must be a mess.
Oh, like eating her up. But anywho, I said Anne-Marie, I was just like, oh, how's your night? Are you hanging in there? And she's like, oh, it's just great. And I was just like, I didn't know what to say. And I just was like, well, good luck. And I just like walked away.
Oh man. But yeah, she's definitely gonna be a one and done.
Well, so that's what I'm wondering. Like, would we have seen more of her personal stuff either earlier or like already, or they're just cutting it down because of all the.
I think the husband stuff too is, you know.
That's what I mean, the husband stuff.
And like, it came out right before the season started airing, so.
So, like, do they pursue following that situation another season, or do they just cut her out?
I think that's gross. That's not even like drama with the wife. It's very like, it's like husband drama, and we don't even know him enough to care about a fucking guy that's being like accused of.
Well,
get the fuck off my TV.
He was someone I think I saw posted, or maybe when I was like, saw in an article or something that he was a millionaire matchmaker at one point.
Was he?
Apparently.
That show hit. I'm so sorry. And so, I don't like Patty Stanger either. She's like she's like MAGA, right? Isn't she? She's kind of cuckoo.
I wouldn't be surprised if she was MAGA, but three nights ago, you know how it's on Netflix randomly right now? They're putting some of the old Bravo shows to like
Blood,
get some of.
I need to watch Blood, Sweat, and Heels.
Yes, that's on Netflix right now. So I just actually put on Patty Stanger the other night. Matthew and I were shocked, like reminding how crazy harsh she was. Like, she would not survive in 2024. Like,
her versus Tabitha, who's leaving the room. If we lock her and Tabitha in a room,
Tabitha would kick her ass.
I love Tabitha salon takeover.
I trust a lesbian with anything almost.
Give me a case. I'm taking Ava.
Give me
a case.
I ran into Twam Schwartz at a gay bar in WeHo with some girl one night. Uh-huh. And that night I was really drunk. And I said to him, I was like, never dye your hair like that again, because you know how you dyed it blonde. You were giving give me your keys, I'm taking over Tabitha. And he like lost it. I was like, never do that again. He was a mix of like Draco Malfoy and Tabitha Coffey if they had a kid.
Oh wait, I was gonna mention also, did you see about the congressman that was quoting Heather Gay?
Yes, I saw you didn't.
What
like
did you think
it.
About
I loved it.
I was they were trying to eat me up online, but they don't know that I block. So, because what they don't know is that I'm just using this. I'm just writing stuff, putting it out in the ether, and leaving it alone. And when you try to come at me, you get blocked.
Bye.
Leave me alone. Get out of my face. Move. Here's my thing. My stance is that I thought it was like whack, and I was like, for me, it's like when I see that happening, then I'm like, okay, wrap it up, everybody. The joke's
You're
over.
So unserious.
I think it's over now. Yeah. It's so unserious. Yeah. And like, I don't think that politicians have to be so serious all the time, but I think the gravity of where everything kind of stands, especially right now, where I feel like we have a bad run for the past couple of months in terms of gays representation in politics, it's not looking good. So I need people to get a little more fucking serious, because we are two for two. Like, bitch, one of them's a scammer. Another one's getting fucked in the Senate
getting
chambers.
Getting fucked in the Senate?
Yeah, I can't.
What's wrong with that? What?
And the worst part about it is that he's wearing a jock strap, but there's no ass. It's like, I hate when gays with no butt wear a jock strap. That's like wearing a push-up bra and you got no bra, no boobs. It's like when you a Honda Civic and then you have a big spoiler on the back of it. It's like, baby, ain't nothing there. It's like when Taylor's like, baby, there's no plane.
Baby, there's no plane.
There's no plane, baby.
Baby, there's no V8 under that Honda Civic.
Yeah, baby, there's no ass. Like, the thing
it's
is really
like
trying
memes
to.
Memes with the skeletons like bent over and they're like twinks when they say come pound it, daddy, or something like that.
Like, why bring sand to the? It's not making sense. You know, it's but yeah,
now,
I don't.
I stand with all the people with no asses out there. I don't have an ass, and that's, but I don't also dress it up like I do.
I stand with the people with no asses.
I stand
asses
with the people with
there.
No asses. I feel for you. I feel for you.
Not me. Fuck y'all. I don't know anything about that lifestyle. That got anything to do with me. Kicked up over here.
But see, it's all about knowing your assets. That's not my asset. There
true.
You go.
I was going to ask before we go over to the B-side, I was going to ask, what was it?
New York.
Oh, so Beverly Hills for me personally, I don't know, you're going to disagree because you always love Beverly Hills. That's your baby. It's your thing.
I do.
You know, it's not my thing.
Yeah.
East Coast. But I think they're in their flop era. Like, I think this is so boring. I can't watch another episode.
I like this season.
I just don't love it. It's not, but like,
I think
What would you change? Because obviously, if Anne Marie's not going to come back, which she clearly is not.
Like, oh, I think so- next season there's a good chance of Kathy and Rinna coming back.
You think so?
Oh, I guess I could save. Well, no, it's already been put out. When I was at Kathy. Is my mic really loud? It sounds really loud.
It got a little bit louder, but we need to hear this though. That's good. Turn it up. No, you sound fine.
There we go. All right. Yeah. So as the DirecTV party at Kathy's, I think they've already announced though that Rinna and Kathy actually made up.
I heard this. Yeah.
It was over Zoom. That's my favorite part of this whole thing. The fact that we are no longer in a pandemic. Kathy
trying to work Zoom.
And we did it. We did a thank you or a I'm sorry over Zoom. So, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if we see a Kathy Rinna return for next season. Hmm. I don't know. Hmm. It'd be interesting.
Hmm. Okay. How do you feel about that?
Rinna. The thing that makes me nervous, I think having a break from Rinna for at least
is definitely needed.
And I think that's why I'm liking this season is I don't need it to be like this fire season like that we've because we've had
like maybe let air out of the balloon a little bit.
Exactly. And I'm enjoying it. Like again, we're laughing about Sutton's esophagus right now. Like, what the fuck is that? You know?
Yeah.
Just some like
light stuff.
And then, but on the other hand, like the Kyle stuff to me is all very like, and the Kyle and Kim scene, like there was a lot of like really heavy things to sort of also balance it out to give it some gravity.
Yeah.
And I'm actually, I don't know. I'm really enjoying this season as like a good season.
Yeah.
But not like an iconic season.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm enjoying Kyle though.
Dorit, I'm overall enjoying Dorit.
Oh, I want to talk about Dorit. I have a couple questions on the bonus. But with Kyle, I was going to say I said this before, I feel like we're kind of like rounding out her Housewives. Don't you feel like we're kind of soon going to put a bow on it? Because I feel like she's kind of doing a lot of self-discovery right now. She's changed a lot, even just optically, like physically, like she's doing the workout thing, but also style-wise, like you see photos of her, like she just seems like over it. She's like, I just want to wear combat boots and a tank top and hang out. And just, she seems happy. And just like chill. And I don't see Housewives in like the far future for her. I think she's going to kind of round it out and be like, she's even done a couple of interviews I saw in passing that she said she wants to move away from LA once Portia's in school.
She said it on the show this season.
She said, I'm over it. Like she said, I just would be really happy moving somewhere else. And I want that for her. I like Kyle. Like, I think she would be really happy if she moved to like, I don't know.
Do not actually understand this day and age Kyle hate because Kyle is like, I think
one of the most well-adjusted people that have been on this show for a really long time. Some people are demons on these shows. And I feel like she's still pretty.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually agree with someone.
I think she wants a simple life. I think she literally wants to go live in a little bungalow cottage somewhere with, you know, maybe it's Morgan. Who knows? Honestly, I don't care. Like, I don't like give like two fucks about the lesbian.
I don't know if they're trying to paint it more. Like, are they amping it up to make it seem like, I mean,
I think it's clear they're together. I think it's clear to the gal, right?
I don't know.
I'm like, I don't care. So it's like,
right. These interviews though, where she's saying like, I think recently they said there was an interview out like about how she feels bad of Morgan being on the show because it drew all this attention that Morgan doesn't want. We're just great friends,
but then
blah,
you were
blah,
also
blah.
Starring in a music video, so obviously you
so you can't do I don't think. Well, also you got to remember when she was having her on the show at this point, none of the like lesbian stuff was out, or like none of those rumors were out, none of the Mauricio like the separation never was announced at this point, so she was probably thinking it was going to come off like just having a friend.
Samantha's one of the first people that brought up the Samantha Bush. I think she was one of the first people to start noticing about the ring stuff and all, right?
Katie was the one.
Okay. Katie from, love Bravo Katie. Shout out Katie.
Shout out to Katie. Yeah. Yes. Oh no, it was Katie. Actually,
you guys don't even understand the people that run Bravo Bitch are like two of the coolest.
They're the best.
Funnest, coolest girls ever. Shout out
I'm
to them.
I'm actually seeing like my Katie favorite. On Wednesday.
Oh,
we're going to the Pump Rules thing together.
So mad. I love them so much. Anyways, sorry.
Yeah.
Little. If you guys don't follow them, Bravo bitches. I'm sure you do. They're like, I'm saying follow them. I'm like, I have like no followers, but they're like a million followers or something like that. They're like crazy.
They're like 500 or something, 500,000 or something. They're
well deserved. We love them.
Yes. But fun fact, they told me, or Katie had brought this up to me. I want to say it was like in January of last year, before there was, I like had no idea who Morgan Wade and any of this stuff was. Like,
yeah, no,
he just like was picking up from like Instagram, like, you know, she's spending a lot of time with this girl, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
We have this theory. And then I was I remember questioning because
I remember seeing a lot of Morgan. I didn't know who she was, but I remember seeing it because she stands out because she'll take a lot of photos and just like she's got neck tattoos.
I mean, Dorit said it. She still sticks out like a sore thumb in the group, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no. And I've said to her, because I had just seen Kyle and Mauricio at Sutton's holiday party. I was like, no, they were there together. They seemed fine, blah, blah, blah. But then ever since Katie had put that in my ear, I started noticing every little thing on Instagram. And then a couple months after she had mentioned that, that's when everything broke.
Yeah.
But I didn't notice it until she did. So good eye, Katie.
Yeah. Love you, Katie.
And someone else did say on the cast to me that they think they would not be shocked keep it over for the
we're gonna
side.
Go over to the B-side, guys.
Yeah.
Follow Stephen Krogel on at Faces by Bravo.
Faces by Bravo.
Wait, what did I say?
No. That's what I was just repeating you.
Okay.
yes,
you guys
by
know
Bravo,
where to
TikTok,
find
TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, all those things.
Yeah. You guys know where to follow me. Go to patreon.com/thebList to subscribe to the bonus episode. We are going to talk about our three favorite things right now. Did you?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, my microphone just did something.
Oh, yeah. And we are going to talk about Shannon, Vicky, and Tamara. There's some crazy stuff going on over there. Summer House, I want to talk a bit about Real Housewives of Miami and the fucking train wreck nightmare that is Real Housewives of Potomac. Who's worse, by the way, before we head out? NECA or Anne Marie?
Anna Marie.
Yeah. At least NECA seems like she could be cool if you would like whip her into shape in terms of a housewife.
Yeah, I think NECA was given an impossible situation, but we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Bye, guys. Love you. Go to the B-side. Fuck it. Bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.